Hello, good morning, good afternoon, good day. Welcome to Your Purposeful Podcast. My name's Gary Robertson, and this is Living Your Life on Purpose. Now, there can be no debate that if you live your life on purpose, rather than living your life by accident, you are more than likely to go in the direction that you want to go, i.e. a purposeful direction. And if you just look around you right now and think about all the things you've done and all the things you've got, and that could include materialistic things, and it could even include debts. Remember, you got there as a direct consequence of everything you've ever said and everything you've ever done. Now, you've done well to get this far. Well done to you. So give yourself a major pat on the back. But what if from this date you started to do things a little differently? If you are in business, you started to become a student of things that you need to do to become better. And there are lots of simple things that you can do on a daily basis that will improve both you, i.e. your mindset, and also your business. And when we talk about business is not hard. The fact of the matter is that every business requires new customers, or they need super reliable customers who have zero churn. And if you have super reliable customers that have zero churn, then you are in a very unique position indeed. So how do you go and get those new customers? Well, the first thing you need to do is to identify who your ideal client is. Now think about this. Who is your ideal client? Please, if you're a business owner, do not say anybody, because not everybody is your ideal client. They might buy things from you, but they are not your ideal client. So spend some time working out who your ideal client is. Then, once you've identified your ideal client, think, where do they hang out? Because you are going to want to find a way to find them, and you're going to think of ways to communicate with them, and you're going to have to think of ways that you can actually present your business, your services, your product, or whatever it is you do to them, so that they can make an informed decision whether they want to buy from you or not. And then the more times you speak to these people, and the more times you show your business to them, the more times you have of getting customers. It really is as simple as that. Getting new clients, getting new customers is merely a numbers game. And if you do something often enough, a ratio appears. And when a ratio appears, and that could be from speaking to somebody, to doing a presentation, to getting a client or a customer, when this ratio appears, it really is very empowering. So let's say you speak to 20 ideal clients, you do a presentation to 8 of those 20, and from those 8, one person becomes a client or a customer. Your ratios are 20-8-1. And if you want to get another client, you know that you probably need to speak to 20 to get 8 presentations to speak to one. And if you keep doing this and keep doing this, what will actually happen is you'll get better within your own sales process. Your presentation skills will increase. So next time you do some of these ratio building exercises, it could be you speak to 15 to speak to 9 to get 3. But you have to keep focusing on the actions and not on the results. That is a number one tip to building your business.